Thank you for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. I interview some courageous souls who share their extraordinary story with the goal of helping us pursue our bliss. Let's get started and tune in. I'd love to thank you all for joining us today. And I have a very special guest. Her name is Annie Kroner. Annie was recently introduced to me from somebody I work with and adore. So I want to put a shout out to Wanda. Thank you so much. And Annie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. It's really nice to take time out of my day to come and speak with another podcaster and to share my story. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we're delighted you're here, Annie. And I would love for you to start maybe just to share a bit about yourself with the audience.
Yeah. So I have a 20-year career as an executive assistant, and I now help assistants embrace their badassery to become truly strategic business partners. And I do that through coaching and specialized training. And I just really have a heart to help people. I did that for many, many years as an executive assistant. And now I'm on the other side, kind of helping executive assistants, first of all, kind of find their path in life, whether it's remaining in the role or maybe making a move out of the role. And also setting those strategic boundaries for themselves so that they don't burn out. And they're also able to then offer higher levels of support to their executives because they don't feel like they have to be everyone's yes person. So that's what I enjoy doing. That's what I love doing. My heart is with support staff. And I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
Wow. Well, and you started your company too. What is it called? Is it Whole Assistant?
Yeah, the Whole Assistant. Yep.
Okay. Yep. And it looks like you've been in business for a bit.
Yes, I've been in business for 6 years. So I actually started the Whole Assistant back in 2018 when I was still working for my last executive. And I just had something to say about the role, and I had something to say about how we show up for it and how we take care of ourselves in the middle of taking care of everyone else in our lives, because it can really feel like a lot when you are taking care of someone at the office and then you go home and you've got a family or maybe aging parents or these other people that you have to take care of. So then how do you actually carve out time for yourself? And also, how do you actually create a career that really lights you up inside? So that's what I help my clients with. And I initially started it just because I had something to say. So I just started out blogging, and then I created like this time management course, and then COVID happened. And I'm like, no, I need to shift here because everyone is now working from home. Everyone is now feeling super siloed and like they aren't connecting with humans. And so I became a certified coach back in 2020 and then got a secondary certification through the Life Coach School in 2021. And I've just been coaching ever since. And I love it. I never saw this being my path, but it's just been great.
Well, speaking of paths, since we were going there, what led you to, first of all, what led you to be an executive assistant and now to do what you're doing?
Yeah. So I first started out in the support space in college. That's what one of the jobs I held to pay the bills. I was also a waitress, you know, throughout college, and I did both jobs and went to college. And then out of college, I moved to Boston and I took a position as a receptionist, just very entry level. But my boss at the time, Marianne, I just saw her relationship with her executive. She was the EA to the CEO. And I just saw that there was so much mutual respect. He totally trusted her with his life. He trusted her with running the office. He trusted her opinion. And I just was like, that's what I want. That's what I want out of my career. I want that mutual trust. I want to be a strategic partner with someone. And Marianne and I are still connected to this day. We're still friends to this day. So I just really valued having that experience. And that's what led me to be an executive assistant, was watching her example of what that can look like.
What an incredible way to get started and to maintain a relationship, you know, throughout your career. Good for you.
Yeah.
So you had something pretty pivotal happen to you. And can you maybe share what led you, you know, to this? And I won't give it away to the audience, but it really obviously changed your path.
Yeah, so I was working as EA to the CEO of an accounting firm in Twin Falls, Idaho, which is my hometown. And I thought I could make Idaho work. I really did. Like, I moved away to college. I lived in Boston for a few years, then met and married my first husband. We moved back to Idaho thinking that was a good idea. And it was such a hard time. I had a hard time making friends. I felt like I was holding my marriage together single-handedly, and like, I come from Western stock and I can make this work. And it just felt like I was swimming upstream in every area of my life. And it was the middle of tax season. So it was like March 14th, no, March 15th, 2012. And I actually had woken up the night before with a splitting headache. And I had gone into the office the next day and just like noted to my colleagues and coworkers, I'm just feeling a little off, I'm just feeling like weird. And got up and went to the back of the office mid-morning to grab a snack. And I actually blacked out back there. And what had happened was I'd had a stroke. And so I'm trying to like make my way back up to the front of the office. And all the while, I've been working 60-hour week. And like putting myself last on my priority list and like trying to make everyone else around me happy. And made my way back up to the front of the office. My left leg was dragging behind me. My left arm was rigid. The left side of my face was drooping. I had plenty of words to say, couldn't say any of them. I was kind of like floating out of my body, having like a crazy experience. And long story short, they ended up lifelighting me. I put my head down on my desk. My colleagues noticed something was wrong. They ended up lifelighting me. And the doctor ended up like sucking the clot out of my brain. And so what had happened is I had a random dissection of my carotid artery in the middle of the night. And what's really fascinating about it is the doctors can't explain why they call it a random dissection. But I truly believe that it was just what I needed. And I think that I don't want to say God caused it to happen, but I will say that like I do believe that it was just what I needed to kind of bring myself back on track. And like God's like, nope, we're not going to do that, and reset. And like and so that's why I am so passionate about what I do. That's why I started my company originally. I had something to say, and it took me a few years to like muster the bravery to be able to share my story. But once I did, I just found it to be a truly like helpful and profound thing for my audience. And so that's my a little bit more of my story and why I'm now a coach and why I like to help people make sure that they're in alignment with themselves and they can actually grow that inner voice instead of like push it down and push it away. And they can develop that self-trust and they can let go of the people pleasing and all of that. So
Oh, perfectionism, people pleasing. That's a miraculous story that
yeah.
you were that young, had that happen. And I've always said that when we have those challenges happen like that, life isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. And sometimes those really difficult things that take us to a deeper place. Really help connect us to our real self, where you just said, I think God, for me, that I had an incident happen where it just made me see that if we go offline, our bodies talk to us. And it's really important for us to listen within and to take the time to slow down enough to hear that internal voice within. And I've also, one thing I want to share is expressing ourselves. I didn't realize until I worked with a healer that it's if we don't express ourselves, that can lead us to a dis-ease, because we're not in ease of being able to speak our truth and be ourselves. So I am so glad you're here. You listened to your intuition, followed your heart, it sounds like. And what do you think was your greatest key takeaway when you look back at your journey and your path? What are some of the greatest lessons? Other than, and you've shared a few about, going within, but anything else you would share about what you've learned in your journey?
Yeah, I think that as a woman in a patriarchal kind of like context, it can be so easy to give in to the status quo. It can be so easy to give in to others' expectations of you, and in the process, disappoint yourself. And so even now I'm constantly negotiating and navigating those two realities and trying to figure out what it is I actually want and getting still and quiet so that I can actually determine the next step for myself. I think that one of the biggest takeaways for me was actually learning what it looks like to set healthy boundaries. And I think there's just a lot of misinformation out there around boundaries. It's like very dramatic in our heads. We're cutting people out and we're going to march into someone's office and lay down the law. And we're just going to be like very rigid and it's very confrontational. And it's very conflated. When the reality is that we set boundaries with every single interaction. And when we say yes to something, we are invariably saying no to something else. So just making sure that you're saying yes to yourself and that those interactions, you aren't betraying yourself and staying in touch with that still small inner voice and being like, oh, I missed the mark on that one. Okay, what can I do differently next time? And taking the learning from that and then applying it to your life as you go down your path. So I think that is probably the single most valuable lesson I have learned in building my life back up.
Boundaries. I love Brené Brown. She helped me too to really get clear about when we don't make a decision, that is a decision.
Yes.
And then learning, we don't need to give, like I used to always defend my nose. Oh, I can't do that, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, try to just orchestrate this craziness where now it's just a simple no. No, and moving on. And that takes practice. So I'm sure you have learned, and as you teach other individuals and coach them how to say no in a very professional and way that's respectful to their executives that they're dealing with.
Yeah. I like to, this is not a new idea. I got it off of Amy Porterfield's podcast, but it's something I implement and I work with my clients a lot on, and it's the affirm, deny, affirm method, where you start out being like, oh, thank you so much for bringing me that project. I really do appreciate you thinking of me. And then you give a very clear no. Unfortunately, I don't have the bandwidth to tackle this right now. And then you give another affirm at the end. It's like, but you know, please keep me in mind if you like any advice or tips or strategies. I'm happy to be a resource for you. I just can't actually execute on this. And I just find that to be just such a great way to give a very clear no instead of being wishy-washy. So that's my favorite way to say no.
I learned something new. I'm going to take that. That's great. And I was going to say too, I think our culture, especially in the US, when I've traveled overseas, I've watched how different people operate in companies. And I am just amazed at how the Western culture, we work, 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 you know, 45, 55, 65 hours a week. And I love the movie Eat, Pray, Love, where I think there's a quote in there about Americans and how we're crazy and how we work too much. So finding balance and joy, I think, are so important. And I think we're a culture that just strives to achieve, achieve, achieve versus really doing our best to have what you just mentioned, really good boundaries. And then looking at what drives our joy, our inner joy. Mm-hmm. What drives your inner joy? What do you do outside of work to help yourself stay sane and stay balanced?
Yeah, I think even just, I do a lot of meditating. And I also do, like, I'm a Christian. I also spend a lot of time reading the Bible and like meditating and praying. I think also for me, it's really important to dance. I know this is going to sound weird, but I met my husband salsa dancing, and I also enjoy tango and Latin rhythm dancing. And it takes a lot for him to get me out on the dance floor. But whenever I do, I just light up. And so I'm trying to like, and also I love running my business. It's also a joy for me. So finding that work-life integration and recognizing that things don't always have to come to like an even point in terms of the energy I spend with my family versus the energy I spend at the office, and like figuring out what I want that integration to look like. And then executing on that is a big, big piece of the puzzle for me anyway. And I really have to keep, even though I love what I do and I love coaching, I really have to keep work Annie in check a lot. So I'm constantly coming back to myself and being like, okay, so you're feeling a little run down now. What can you do for yourself today that will fill you up and bring you joy? And so generally it's like meditating, like getting quiet and still. I have just found it to be very helpful. Also, I like to walk early in the mornings. I like to get up and walk down to a coffee shop that's like a mile down and a mile back. And I just love spending that quiet time early in the day before the sun is up, and before my kids get up. I've got a 2, a 4, and a 15-year-old. So there's just a lot of activity in my house. And I actually really, so that quiet time is very, very important to me as well.
Well, having that time too to listen, and I am a firm believer in spirit, having that divine connection.
Yeah.
You know, I too am a Christian, so just being able to hear the words of wisdom
Yeah.
and you know, get guidance, I think is such a helpful tool, and meditation for all of you out there is so powerful. If we practice it routinely, consistently, it gets easier with time, I found. So it
Yeah.
sounds like you do that. Would you say you do it pretty consistently every day, or is it a few times a week?
It's definitely a couple times a week at minimum. And then I walk a couple mornings a week. So typically it's like I will meditate a couple mornings a week and then walk a couple other mornings a week. And it's almost like the walk is very meditative too when you're up so early before the sun and there's nobody else around and the weather's a bit cooler. I just find that to be actually when I hear the most, like my brain is the most quiet and I'm able to hear and receive the most during that early morning hour when I'm walking. So, it's funny, my best friend studied international disaster relief psychology, and I know that's like a mouthful, but she talks about meditation, and there have actually been studies that prove that it can change how your brain functions and operates for the better. And she is not a believer in the woo at all. She does not believe in the divine at all. She's just very much like cerebral, and this is what it is. But she actually is like, Annie, I can't believe it. There's actually been studies about meditation. Ah,
Oh,
I'm
I
like,
incredible studies.
yes, yeah. So for those who are more science-based in their perspective, like I will also offer that from a scientific perspective, studies have actually shown meditation to be extremely beneficial. And I think we've got so much stimulus that to actually quiet down, it can be scary. It can be like, it can cause anxiety to quiet down, but it's so valuable as well.
It is so valuable. I would highly encourage you all, if you feel any stress, anxiety, give it a try. And this question, I just would love to see what your answer is. What do you think the world needs more of right now? Especially the corporate world, since you help executive assistants.
I think more focus and more rest. It's just chronic, like among executives and then among their assistants. And I think even the focus piece can help you solve for burnout. Like if you're actually able to focus on one thing at a time instead of being pinged by everybody and having to have eyes on everything and the multitasking and all of that, like if you're actually just able to focus, I think that the world would change for the better. I think that there would be less heart disease, there would be less disease overall. More would get accomplished because mo like up to 40% of our productive time is spent switching between tasks. So actually allowing yourself the space and time to focus, and to allow yourself the space and time to rest, I think that would actually change the world.
You know what? I have my goosebumps, Annie. I think it would. That is why going to Europe and watching how they are and how they actually take time to eat for their lunch and really enjoy their food and have meaningful conversations without feeling rushed made an imprint for me to realize I wanted to change the way I operate. And I think what you just shared, focus and rest, if we had more of those, I do believe the world would be a happier, much more fulfilled place. So,
Yeah.
and dance. I'm going to
Yes.
also dancing and playing music or doing something to, get really into your body too and move, whether it's yoga, dancing. I love that you go and tango dance. Good for you. What a great way to meet your husband.
Yeah. My husband is Venezuelan. He does not tango, but he salsas, which is how we met. yeah, tango is really great. I think it's in that dance in particular, in terms of the social dances, because you cannot be in your brain at all. You have to be paying attention to the lead because it's such a subtle lead. So it's almost like meditating with a partner.
Yeah,
It's like
what
the
a,
most beautiful thing. It's
oh.
like,
I wish I could dance like that. But when I see tango dancing, it is so inspiring. It makes you just want to stop and tango.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what, we could all do at our desk. Just spend a little bit of time moving and dancing. I love that, Annie. That's a great way to have fun too. So in terms of you, what's next? Where are you? And I don't know if you make goals, but I was going to say I'm one that believes in just allowing your path to come. But is there anything in particular in that you see down your path?
I mean, I can see maybe even broadening my scope to work with people outside of the EA role and function to help executive women or people who are working in a corporate environment, especially. I'm really drawn to helping women find the joy and find the peace and find the integration that feels best for them. And I think that we often limit our options based on some belief that we may not even know that we're actually buying into. So it's my favorite thing to pick apart those beliefs and really help people love their lives and love their jobs again and love what they do again. So I think I can see that in the somewhat distant future, but I'm kind of inspired by the idea of helping a broader swath of women be successful and love their lives.
Annie, I think the world needs that, especially the corporate world.
Yeah.
I believe would benefit greatly from having your influence and your experience and your wisdom. So I'm excited to see where your journey goes. And thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you are busy and appreciate your time and wisdom again, Annie. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you all for joining us in this journey today. We are so grateful that you're here. And if you would like to connect to one of the guests, I always share their information in the show notes on my website, which is jolinelenz.com. That's JOLINELENZ. And don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. And I'm wishing you all much joy and fulfillment in your path ahead. Cheers, everybody.